move on to lot number two, which is 32 Spruce Road. And I will entertain any motion that anyone would prefer to make on that application.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to grant the applicant a 7-foot variance from the rear setback to the side.
Thank you, Paul. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think Rob is first with the second. So, Paul, if you could address the criteria.
Certainly. Whether an undesirable change reduces the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance. No, there will not be any nearby properties owned by the state of New York. And back behind that by a highway, I don't think that there'll be any undesirable change. And in fact, there'll be an improvement to the nature of the property, of the neighborhood. What the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than variance. No, we can't. It's a very small window, a building envelope. It's primarily the deck here that goes beyond the envelope line. I think in this situation, I don't think that there's any other method than a variance to build a house that somebody would want to live in. Whether the requested variance is substantial, I do not believe under these circumstances and in this neighborhood, this request is substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood, there's no evidence to that effect, and I do not believe that there would be. And whether or not the alleged difficulty is self-created, no, I do not believe the difficulty is self-created, given the size of the building envelope and the efforts made to put the house and the building within that envelope.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. We'll do a roll call vote, and Greg, I'll start with you again.
I'm in favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Scott?
In favor.
In favor as well. So, variance of lot two is granted.